Good morning. Today's passage is in the book of Acts, chapter 12, which is on page 1106 of the Pew Bible. We'll be reading verse 1 to 19 of chapter 12 of the book of Acts. It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. When he saw that this met with approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the festival of unleavened bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals." And Peter did so. "Wrap your cloak round you and follow me," the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gates leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen." When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door!" "You're out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, "It must be his angel." But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet, and described how the Lord had brought him out of prison. "Tell James and the other brothers and sisters about this," he said, and then he left for another place. In the morning, there was no small commotion among the soldiers as to what had become of Peter. After Herod had a thorough search made for him and did not find him, he cross-examined the guards and ordered that they be executed.
Please keep your Bible open. How do you describe Stanmore Chapel? A church you belonged to in the past year, 10 years, 20 or 30 years. What is your impression of the people in Stanmore Chapel? I will give my answer by the end of the sermon. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus, do you know you are a member of a special group? Dear friend, you are very welcome to become a member of this special group, the Church of Jesus Christ. The people in this group care about you. They will pray and support you when you are down, and help you when doing right seems hard. They love you, you love them, we are family. The book of Acts tells how this family began and grew. Some people may think church is just a building where people go to worship. In fact, the church is people. People who accepted Jesus as their Savior and Lord, love Jesus and care about the others. Let us pray. Dear Lord, please quiet our mind to listen to you. May you speak to us through the Scripture, and may the Holy Spirit lead our heart into the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. During the Second World War, the enemy had driven the British and French armies to the sea. As hundreds of thousands of troops are trapped on the beaches of Dunkirk, with enemy troops closing in, they await their fate, hoping for deliverance, hoping for a miracle. In Acts chapter 12, it recorded the miracle of deliverance from prison and death of a good soldier of Jesus Christ, Apostle Peter. In order to understand this passage we read today, we need to understand a bit on the background about the early church and Apostle Peter. Let us go on a time traveling machine. Let me take you to the year 31 AD, when the church was persecuted and scattered. In Acts chapter 6, Stephen, in the Acts chapter 6, is one of the seven deacons chosen to overlook the daily distribution of food. He is a man full of faith and of Holy Spirit. In his sermon to the Israel people, the member of Sanhedrin, he confronted them, "You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit." That group of unbelieving Jewish people were furious, dragged him out of the city and stoned Stephen to death. On Acts chapter 8, verse 1. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. What we have to take note is, the church of Jesus Christ was started being persecuted more than 2,000 years ago. Let's go further back in time, to the year 30 AD, 1 year before the church was persecuted and scattered. Jesus told Peter how he would glorify God. After the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, he asked Peter 3 times the same question, "Do you love me?" When Peter replied, "Yes," 3 times, Jesus reinstated Peter and dedicated Peter to shepherd the church. Jesus told Peter in John chapter 21, verse 18, "Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then Jesus said to him, "Follow me." What we have to remember in this conversation is Jesus told Peter he would lose his freedom when he was old, and he would die in a way which would glorify God. Now, the year is 42 AD, 12 years after Peter was told about his future, which is the time of the passage we read today, 42 AD. Peter was arrested by King Herod. This was not the first time Peter was arrested and imprisoned. He was put in jail with John by the priest back in 30 AD. Back then, both of them were released safely. But this time, Peter was put in prison, guarded by many soldiers, and waited for the words of Jesus about his death become true. Verse 1 to 4. It was about the time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intended to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. When he saw this met with approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the festival of unleavened bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover. Ironically, Peter's imprisonment comes during Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the great and festive day to remember and celebrate the deliverance from Egyptian slavery. The people who once saw God deliver them from slavery now make prisoner of their own king. Verse 5. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. Peter must know about the death of James under King Herod. It is not difficult for him to predict his time has come, that he will die in a way to glorify God very soon. But the church swings into action, using its powers against the power of Herod. The power of church is the power of prayer. Let us pause here and think about what the church might pray for. Prayer is drawing our attention on God alone. A deeper relationship with Him should be our first purpose in prayer. We can also learn how to pray from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 15, commonly called the Lord's Prayer. Jesus said, "This is how you should pray. Lord, what? He is giving us an illustration of things we should use in prayer, not this specific prayer to pray. Years ago, I was taught to order my prayer after the ACTS, the X method of prayer, which stands for A. The first letter is A, adoration. We are praising, worshiping God, beginning our prayer by expressing our love to God, praise Him for who He is, His character. Also, praise Him for what He does, His work. The second character of S is C, confession. We, in the prayer, we are asking God to forgive our sins, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal every sin in our life, confess each sin specifically, make restitution to others where necessary, and by faith accept God's forgiveness. The third character, T, A-C-T, T is thanksgiving, believing and acknowledge God's grace. We say thank you to God. And the last character, S, A-C-T-S, is supplication. This is our specific prayer request, is please. In this supplication, in this part, we have four P's. Purpose, purity, provision, and protection. We pray for our purpose, how we can commit ourselves to God's purpose and will in our life. We pray for purity, let go of your goodness and bitterness. Provision, we ask God to provide for your needs. And the last, protection, let go of your fears and worries, ask for divine protection. How do you think the church might have prayed for Peter? The church may pray for Peter like this. May God protect Peter. May God grant him peace and sleep well at night. May God save and deliver Peter from prison. Or may God give Peter a clean, painless execution. Dear brothers and sisters, if you were there to pray for Peter, what would you pray? How about this? Lord, may your will be done. Lord, may you keep your promise on your faithful servant, that he might use his life to honor you and use his death to glorify you. Let's see what is happening then. Verse 6. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. We are not sure whether Peter knows that it is probably his last night in jail, but we know that he has a peaceful mind, evidenced by the fact that he still can sleep very well, even in that kind of situation. Maybe he is quite ready to be with the Lord forever, but God has a different plan for Peter. God's purpose in Peter is not done yet. God sent an angel to deliver Peter from Herod's imprisonment and evil will. Verse 7 to 10. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said. And the chains fell off Peter's wrist. Then the angel said to him, put on your clothes and sandals. And Peter did so. Wrap your cloak around you and follow me, the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, and he had no idea what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guard and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they ran through. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Peter was miraculously delivered from prison. It was too surreal for Peter to realize that what the angel was doing was really happening on him. He thought he just saw a vision, until he realized that he was really saved by the angel. Verse 11, then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from he was conscious and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen." King Herod seemed to have the power and authority to kill, but he has low power and authority over the destiny of God's people. God's power and authority surpasses all mankind, kings, emperors, presidents on earth. God is the one who can set Peter free. God is the one who can deliver his people from bondage and slavery. And it is the message of Passover. Dear brothers and sisters, let us not stop praying. On the contrary, we need to pray without ceasing. Does God hear our prayer? Does God answer our prayer? Is God willing to deliver you from bondage and slavery? Yes, yes, and yes. If we pray according to God's will, He hears us, He answers us, and He even works in an unexpected way. So let us pray in hope and trust. We all know the sovereignty of God. He is surely knows what is the best for his people. So he is making the best decision and do the best thing in our life. We trust in God. We should all submit to God's will. But one question may come into your mind, just one. That is, dear Father God, why did you save Peter, only Peter, but not James, but not Stephen? Do you love Peter, but not James and Stephen? Let us not forget what Jesus told Peter at the beginning of Peter's reinstatement in John chapter 21, verse 18. Jesus told Peter, "Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and ran where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Stephen, James, and Peter are all loved by God, and they are all faithful servants of God. God saving Peter does not mean Peter would not be dying for Jesus. Peter would surely die for Jesus eventually in God's time. But before that happened, God still had missions for Peter to finish. Peter still needed to bear his cross and kept walking on his pilgrimage till one day when God said, "It is time." So, dear brothers and sisters, dear pilgrim, let us follow Jesus, bear our cross, fulfill our mission, pray in hope and trust, glorify God today, tomorrow, and every day while we are still living. Verse 12. When this has dawned on him, Peter went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. The church, who is the people of God, gathered and was praying at night. I assume they were praying to God to save and deliver Peter from prison. Verse 13 and 14. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door. When she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening it and exclaimed, "Peter is at the door." Their response to Rhoda's exclamation, "Peter is at the door," was quite embarrassing. The church was praying for Peter, but they didn't seem to expect God would hear and answer their prayer. They were also slow to realize God's deliverance of Peter. They replied, "Rhoda, you are out of your mind," they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, "It must be his angel." On the contrary, while Peter and the house church at John Mark's place responded slowly to God's work, slow to recognize God had answered their prayer, Rhoda's overjoy and belief, a certain girl's firm conviction and quick reaction, is brilliant and amazing. She kept insisting that it was Peter just by hearing of Peter's voice without even opening the door and checking. We all know the rest of the story. Verse 16. But Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Peter motioned his hand for them to be quiet and described how the Lord has brought him out of prison. "Tell James and the others, brothers and sisters, about this," he said. And then he left for another place. James and some others, brothers and sisters, were not there that night. This James was Jesus' brother, not the Apostle James, who was put to death by King Herod. We also know that the punishment of God came upon King Herod in the rest of Acts chapter 12. God manifested his majesty. King Herod got the punishment he deserved. We learn from Acts chapter 12, Peter's readiness to be executed to glorify God. Rhoda's joyful hope and trust. The church at Mary's house, astonishment on how God worked in an unexpected way, and he was fatal unbelief. Dear brothers and sisters, how do you describe Stanmore Chapel? I hope all of us can recognize Stanmore Chapel is a Bible-believing church that pray to God in hope and trust without ceasing, seeking to share and show the love of Christ to all in Stanmore and the surrounding area. When the church prays according to God's will, He hears us. So let us keep praying in hope and trust for our brothers and sisters, for our neighbor, and for others. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits. And in your word, I put my hope. Dear Lord, may you teach all your children here to have the faith and trust in you. And also when we pray, we know that you listen and you are willing to answer our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us praise our God with the second song, Near the Cross.